Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 19, 1806. A decision to turn back. On June 10, the party left Camp Chepunish and proceeded on toward the Rocky Mountains, believing the snow had melted enough to allow the men and their horses to cross. The last several days have proven them wrong, and 2 days ago, on June 17, the captains decided it would be pure madness to continue up the mountains. They turned back, the first time on the expedition they've had to do such a thing. They determined to return to some glade or meadow where they can wait for Indian guides and where the horses can keep up their strength on grass. They end up at the mouth of Dollar Creek in Idaho County, Idaho. Lewis notes that this camp is above the camp of June 15 and somewhat south of Lewis's camp of September 21, 1805. Today, June 19, Clark writes,
"This morning early, Collins and Labiche and Crozat turned out to hunt, and Gibson and Coulter fixed 2 Indian gigs and went in search of fish in the creek. I took my gun and walked up the creek about 4 miles, saw some bear sign and 1 fish only. Gibson killed only 1 fish, which we found to be the salmon trout of the dark species. This fish was of the common size, poor and indifferent flavored. In my walk of this day up the creek, I observed a great abundance of fine grass, sufficient to sustain our horses any length of time we chose to stay at this place. Several glades of Quamish. This evening, several salmon trout were seen in the creek. They hid themselves under the banks of the creek, which jutted over in such a manner as to secure them from the strike of our gigs, nets, and spears, which were made for the purpose of taking those salmon trout. We conclude to delay at this place with a view to give time to the 2 young chiefs to arrive in case they set out on the 19th instant, as they informed us they should. They will have sufficient time to join us tomorrow or early the next day. Should we get a guide from this place, it will save us 2 days' march through some of the worst road through those mountains, crowded with fallen timber, mud, holes, and steep hills. We directed all the hunters to turn out each and kill something for us to live on. Mosquitoes troublesome. Captain William Clark, June 19, 1806.
The salmon trout mentioned were steelhead, an ocean-going rainbow trout. When the rest of the corps turned back, the Fields brothers stayed up in the mountains to hunt and guard the cached items the captains had left behind to be picked up when the expedition moved forward again. The way down from the mountains proved perilous. Potts cut his leg seriously, and Coulter's horse rolled down the rocks of Hungry Creek, injuring the rider. The expedition's stay at this meadow at the mouth of Dollar Creek was short-lived, as there was insufficient game to sustain the men. The corps returned to the Weeup Prairie where they had camped last week. Here they knew they would find plenty of food and the Indian guides they needed to make their way quickly and safely over the Rocky Mountains. Tomorrow, formulating a plan.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.